And we're here with Michael Stutzer of Artillery. Michael, the band wasn't around for quite a long time, the band Artillery. And you just finally came out with a live album last year. And you came out with a new album, When Death Comes, this year. And why was the band broken up for so long? And why did you decide to get back together?
To be honest, we had tried for a long time, Morten and me, to go further under the band. But the problem was our old singer, Fleming, he didn't want to play live and wasn't really committed to the band anymore, you know. So it was really tough every time to try to get him out to play, and then he canceled and wouldn't play what we were promised to play and stuff like that, you know. So we couldn't live with that, and we said to ourselves for 2 years ago or since, and talked to Carsten, our old drummer, and he sat us down and said, if you have to continue with this band, we have to get a new singer, because we never get any way else. So that was the best decision we have done. You know, Fleming was a good singer, no doubt about that, but he was not so good as a friend, you know. Mm-hmm. Like Søren, our new singer, is also a friend, so we had a really fun time when we are playing now. And we're playing a lot. If you compare with the last 25 years we've been together with Fleming, you know, so that's heaven and luck.
Now, how did you get your new singer, Søren Ebbetsen, into the band? You know, did you know him before? And did you see him playing somewhere? And, you know, how did he get into the band, and how did you recruit him?
I knew a guy who called Torben Askholm, who played in a band called Annibus Gate, who was another Danish prog power metal band. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I called to him to ask him to try, but he couldn't do it at that point. So he said to me, try this guy, Søren. And I called Søren, and I think he was the first singer we had out and trying. And it all just happened very quick, you know. We were all very satisfied. We could talk together at one point, and the music was the same, you know, the chemistry was there. So everything was fitting. And I must admit that it's been some of the best years for the last 2 years, because it has been so much fun.
Now, Michael, you had a live album and DVD come out last year, and tell me a little bit about that and how that came together.
When we did the box set 2 years, all that is there, the Metal Minds asked us about doing a DVD, and we thought about it first, you know. It was very early. We only played 3 gigs. There was Søren's third gig we played together. So we were thinking about it was a bit early, maybe, but you know, sometimes you have to take some chances. And the door was open after we did that, you know, people starting to look around and say, it's back, and what's happened, you know. But looking in the back on it, it would have been better to do it this year, maybe. The band is now so together now, so much more, as Sean is much more safer now also, you know. It was only his third gig, as I said, so he was a bit nervous on that.
Mm-hmm. I notice this album is much heavier than your previous works. However, the other thing I notice is that the choruses have a lot more melody to them. And was this something you were aiming for, or did the songs just come naturally for you like this?
I think it came naturally, because we would set us down and say we had to get a song like this or a song like that. Mm-hmm. It comes naturally, you know. We also, you know, when we have new songs on, we always throw a lot of stuff out again. And I think this album is really continue to Brian Harris's, because that's a feeling we all had, you know. Also Peter and Carsten back in the band, but that was also the chemistry from that Brian Harris's. So, you know, both Peter and Carsten is very important for Artillery sound. Also, Carsten has a very special way to play his drums, and Peter is a unique bass player, and they also very good friends. So I think the chemistry of that came out with that album, and I think you can hear that. You can hear we like what we're playing, you know. And that was very important for us to do that, because I hadn't had that feeling making new music since Brian Harrison's.
Mm-hmm. In the late 90s, early 90s, you guys broke up before you released that album back, you know, back in the old days. And why did you guys break up? What led to the demise of the band back then?
Yeah, that was a lot of things. Our old singer, Fleming, because we had a lot of tours and stuff lined up at that point, and he cancelled it all because he didn't want to play live suddenly. And that makes to a decision that I left the band for a while, because I was tired of, you know, trying to get out to play, and we never got any way. So we had a big tour with the Vanguard, and actually just 3 weeks before, and Roadrunner was very disappointed, you know, and seems to have a lot of interest for the band because of that. So Morten decided to continue with the band to 1992, and I started a new band called Missing Link. And after 1992, Morten got tired of also trying and come with me in Missing Link, and then things start to happen again. We made the demo CD from Deadly Relics, and went back, and but back was more like a project, you know. It was never really a band like now.
Mm-hmm. No, let's fast forward a few years, and you released an album called Back. And how did that whole reunion, I guess, of the band come about?
It all started with in the neighborhood I live. There was a guy from a Danish record company called Mighty Records.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was driving on my bike, and he was kind of going out on my side and said, "Hey, man, have you some old demo stuff? I want to release them." So we did the Deadly Relics. And when we did the Deadly Relics, we played four songs live for the first time in a very long time. Peter, Fleming, Morten and me, and a different drummer at that time for Missing Link. And on that concert, we only played four songs, like a release party. That was a Die Hard appearance on that show. And they said immediately after the concert, "We have a deal, we want to make an album." So it happened very fast. You know, I think there's some good songs on Back, but it never really, you know, come down to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like the new album of Brian Harrison's Terror Squad or Fear of Tomorrow, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But still, we still play Cybermind, you know, so we still have some good songs on it. So it all happened from that point. And then after releasing that, we played a show on Wacken, the big German festival, and then suddenly Flynn didn't want to play again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all been set the band down, you know, and now we said, now is the time, we're going to do it now. So I think that you can, if you compare the albums.
You guys did a video for the song 10,000 Devils on your new album, and why'd you pick that song, and what was that song written about?
The song is about the inner demons. Søren has spoken that about some peril in his life for a long time ago, the lyrics and that. And the reason we chose that was because we sing had some very catchy hook lines, and it's also was a continuation of the song on Somehow, the song by Inheritance. Some of the riffs, structure and that. So we think it was a good song to take to start.
Mm-hmm.
Because it also shows a theory on the way, like for example the song's Terror Score, the more slower stuff but still very, very heavy.
Now everybody always talks about the Bay Area scene and New York City scene and, you know, the thrash scene coming from America, but you don't hear much about the thrash metal scene from Europe. Back in the day, you know, Artillery was obviously part of that, but then you had like Creator and Destruction and some of these other great thrash bands from Europe. And what was it like for you guys to come up through that scene? And maybe tell me a little bit about it.
There was a bit different because in Europe there was most German bands, you know, like Creator, Tanger, Destruction, and bands like that. There was forcing the European scene, you know, later on come the English band like Onslaught and stuff like that. But in the very early start, we even knew there was thrash metal playing because we started in 1982 and we hadn't heard the Bay Area thrash scene, for example. I didn't even think we had heard Metallica at that point. But we tried to take the bands like Accept, Black Sabbath, combine with some bit punk elements and some get more faster, you know. And suddenly people say we was playing thrash. So we never really sat us down and said we want to play this. This comes naturally, you know. We wanted to be more heavier than some of the bands from the 70s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We still like a lot of those bands, but we wanted to push it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And that was bands like, for example, punk bands like GBH and stuff like that, and the new way of British metal, heavy metal scene. There was coming some elements from that, you know. So all that combined, I think, made the Artillery sound.
Now, what were some bands that really influenced you?
In the start, was a guitar player like, for example, Michael Schenker. He has a really lot of impact on Tony Iommi for Black Sabbath. Those two was my first, you know, really guitar heroes. later on become also Gary Holt's Hammer, for example. And I like a lot of guitar players, also not metal players, like Elton Yoder, for example, blues guitarists like Johnny Winter. I combine all that to put in, into, try to put into my style, like, and I know Morten also, like, some of those things.
So you guys are planning on touring, playing any shows, and what's going on with the band as far as your live performances are concerned?
Yeah, we have a lot of dates now. We're going to play in South Europe, countries like Switzerland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Turkey, even and, Greece. Just for the start, we have a tour in Denmark, in October, and we're going to play some Belgian festival, and I just got a confirmed from the Rockhard Festival in Germany, and I've been talking to the guy from the Chicago Power Metal Fest, if you know that.
Yeah, the Power Chicago Power Fest, yeah.
Yeah, and he's very anxious to get us over to play there, and we really are anxious to go to the United States, so that seems to be a chance that it's going to happen this time, so that's really great news.
What was it like for you to make this new album as opposed to, say, making albums 20, 25 years ago?
I really think, yes, it's, of course, the technique and stuff like that is very modern. But we really had this feeling, you know, like when we recorded the old songs, the old albums. That was so great because that feeling is very, very easy. So, you know, the feeling you have when you play and you are in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
That's a special feeling. You can describe it for people, you know, that comes from the heart, you know. And I think when we did that album here, we had the same feeling like when we did Fear Tomorrow, you
mm-hmm.
know, like a new debut on somehow.
Well, since you guys have a great lineup going on in your albums, probably going to do well. I mean, the music's just awesome. The vibe is very good. Are you going to keep producing records? I mean, is the band going to just kind of break up again, or is it going to keep continuing?
Yeah, we have a deal for an album more, so this time there won't go 10 years before making a new album. We already plan to do it next year, so we already started to get some ideas and wish and stuff like that, so it's definitely going to be a record more for Artillery in between the 10 years, so that would be great. And also we hope to go to the United States to play, and I think that's a big addition for the band.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to the U.S. before?
No, never. We had never been in the United States. We were very close at one point when we made the album Terror Squad to support Exodus. But it was never happened. It was very close. But in the last years, I think the two business shows on the bill instead. So we hope that we get the chance this time. And I know I was just meeting in the last week, we met with James Hetfield from Metallica. We knew him from the very old days and gave him the album.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he's going to like it too. So maybe things could happen this way.
You got a pretty killer guitar sound, and what kind of equipment do you use?
I play BC Rig guitars and Morten play Ibanez. And the amps, we had Marshall. Morten has a JCM 800, and I have JCM 2000,
mm-hmm.
and also Marshall Evans, and we use old equipment like Tube Screamer for the distortion,
mm-hmm.
and Crybaby for a wow, and that's almost everything. We didn't have so many, you know, EPs and stuff like that. It's more like the old Tube Screamer. That's sound we really like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can hear it on the production. It's a good sound.
Mm-hmm.
We're very, very glad for the production.
So what do you think about promotion over the internet, and what do you think about bands being hurt by illegal downloaders?
I think that's both the good and the bad side of it, because I really think that people who really like the records wanted to have it, you know, physical in their hands. And people who just checking it out, they maybe not using so much, but the internet has also done a lot of good things, because you can put it on the internet now, and maybe 10 seconds after, already 2,000 people heard that track. So that's a good and bad things. I personally don't download things, because I want to have the album physical in my CD collection, you know. I have over, I think, 3,000 CDs.
Mm-hmm.
So
Do like me.
That way I'm a little bit old fashioned because I want to have the CD in my hand. I also have MP3 player and stuff like that. But I really most wanted to listen to it, you know. I even take some of my old vinyl and play that sometimes. So I still want to hear them on the physical and see, you know, look at the cover and stuff like that. I think that's the most honest way.
For my last question, do you have anything that you'd like to say to any fans here in the USA?
Yeah, I would say definitely that's the biggest impression for us to get over there, ambition to get out and play there. And we really are glad for all those views we already get from the United States. And I know there's a lot of people from the United States visiting our home beach. So I can see there's an interest for us to come to the United States. And our first goal and ambition is to do this and play that this time.
Awesome.
So all the American headbangers keep banging.